Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor, Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today, as the title of this episode says, it's hospital room. Now, I'm taking a little break from the interior castle because, you know, we're in the fifth dwelling place. It's more, the fifth, sixth, and seventh are much more dense, more chapters. I want to wrestle with a little bit more to glean what I think is appropriate for the podcast off. So out of reverence to the work of St. Teresa of Avila and for y'all's benefit, you know, I want to, you know, I just don't want to be, you know, obviously in a 7-minute podcast, I can't cover all of like the fifth dwelling, for example, but same with all the different dwellings, but I want to work with a little bit more, try to make more tire. So today, you know, this title, Hospital Room, is coming from an experience I've been having as a priest recently, particularly over this past week and the previous week, you know, hearing confession, et cetera, where I've been hearing confession. I've been noticing the average time has been increasing, like more people are coming. Not that there's any special, we do have a special day for confessions coming up on Monday in the Archdiocese of New York, but it's just, I'm noticing more and more, like when I have confession times, people are availing themselves of it or asking me, I'm the Sly Father, can you hear my confession, and et cetera. And, you know, maybe it's with things changing in terms of the world and coronavirus, people, you know, thinking more, reflecting more about their life. You got Holy Week right around the corner, all these sort of things. And one of the things that came up early on as I noticed this increase, something I would convey to penitents, but I want to convey to you all too, you know, the confessional box, that confessional space isn't, I don't see it fundamentally as a courtroom. It's not a courtroom, you know, in which one's, you know, there's a trial for your soul or whatever. It's a hospital room. It's a place of healing. You know, you are coming to be healed, to be freed of the things that weigh down your soul, that's causing a sickness to your soul, you know, in order to gain liberation and back to a healthier state, you know. To move in that deeper direction with the church, to continue and to step back on the way of the pilgrim journey that we, the church, are on, that has been shaped for us by Jesus Christ, made for us by Jesus Christ, and extended to us and offered to us by Jesus Christ. You know, because every now and again, you know, I notice like, oh, you know, Father, it's been ages since I've been here, you know, last time was 40 years ago. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and it was, you know, every now and again, I've heard rough experiences, you know, and then all these, I just, you know, as a young priest, and I was not raised in the church, you know, I was not raised in the Catholic Church, so I never had experience with rough priests or et cetera. I've always had great experiences with confession, obviously not on the same bar, but, you know, in terms of an effective response, I've always had a, you know, I mean that with an A, not with an E, it's been great, you know. And one of the things it's important for us to remember, it's about a healing. It's a sacrament of healing. It's a hospital room, not a courtroom where you're on trial because of your sins, or I'm on trial because of my sins. You know, the priest is not there, you know, as a you know, sort of a cold feeling judge. You know, there's a divine physician. At the end of the day, there will be a judgment. But in terms of someone coming to confession, you're there to be healed. You're there to be freed. You're there to be sort of rejoined back into the body of Christ, the church, you know. And that seems like, oh, Father, we know all this. We didn't know it in the head. We may have all this information up in our noodles. But to have that in the heart and to really ponder it in the heart, and allow it to pierce the heart, and allow it to break through to the heart, allow it to break out of the heart, to, you know, and in order to gain the light of the sun in the world. And I think it's particularly with Holy Week coming around, it's important for this reminder, I think, and I feel, to be given over to us. You know, when we go to confession, no matter how the priest is, you know, if the priest is a jerk, and I know I've had my rough days, not in the confessional per se, but, you know, I'm sore, I'm tired, and I get a little terse with people that might ask me for something. Father, oh, could you do this thing here? Or Father, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And like, I really don't care about the thing. I'm just like, oh, I don't care, you know. You know, and I, of course, I've got to make amends for that, and I got to apologize, and et cetera. You know, whether, no matter how the priest may be, you know, you are going there to experience Jesus Christ and the healing extension that he wishes to give to each person that comes to his church. And we can't forget that. And I just find, and Pope Francis has brought this up too, you know, the church is a medical hospital, is a field hospital. And we can really grab onto that. I think particularly with the coronavirus still, you know, in a lot of areas of the world, most of the world still being a huge concern, even with the vaccine rolling out, you know, we can still extend ourselves. I know more and more priests are getting vaccinated. I know by the time you all hear this, I will have one of two shots, and you know, people harass me for getting the vaccine. People who have supported me for getting that. Either way, I made the prudential judgment to receive the vaccine. But if it's been a while, be not afraid. And if you are worried about going to confession and you're trying to find a priest, watch how he offers Mass. You know, listen to how he preaches. If your gut says, oh yeah, this is the guy I think the Spirit's trying to lead me to, then trust your gut. You know, if the priest is reverent at Mass, not perfect, maybe he might stumble with words, or, you know, he's got some, you know, maybe he's a little clunky in his homilies, or, but you just like, he loves being a priest. You can just feel that he loves offering the Mass. You can just tell he's present at the Mass, and see how he greets people also afterwards. You know, when you see these things, and your gut's saying, yeah, trust your gut, you know? And I hope being reminded of that image of the confessional as a hospital room, as a place of healing, I hope it helps you to maybe seek out that sacrament, you know, whether it's by appointment or at a confession time at a church in your area. I hope it helps. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here, check out my website, thefrankfryer.com. There at thefrankfryer.com, you can find a variety of things I've done, YouTube videos I've done, just a new one up on the Feast Day of St. Joseph, things I've written. You can also email me through the website, all of that at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.